it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Inside, that ball's crushed deep to right field. Hernandez doesn't even move. It is long gone. It's off the roof of the pavilion in right field. Kyle Schwarber, his first postseason home run of the year. It's his 22nd of his career. And with a lightning strike, the Phillies tie it up at one.
Yeah, that was a lightning strike. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas. Joe Giglio. I believe T-Mac, because, you know, during the postseason, T-Mac will rotate in with Scott, yeah. Right, during the radio broadcast, because obviously there's no more local TV broadcasts. I believe T-Mac was on the call for the shot that Schwarber hit off of Yu Darvish in 22 in San Diego.
Yeah, the one that 488 feet.
Yes, I think Schwarber holds his best playoff moments in terms of distance, you know, the long ball home runs for T-Mac. Now, by the way, that StatCast told me that one was 455.
Seem like it's longer than that.
Should we believe StatCast?
Yeah. What's the distance between home plate and the back of the stadium?
If it has to be more than 455, that
you
was
would think,
an enormous home run. I mean, here
it was. It seemed like it was in the air forever.
It was.
If you hear the call on television, it just sounded like Jeff Francoeur
and Brian Anderson
didn't have a whole lot to like. It was in the air so long they were just looking for stuff to say because it was like it just seemed like it was in the air forever.
It was an incredible home run. How about this? I saw this morning 455 plus foot home runs in the postseason over the last 4 years. There's been three of them hit by Kyle Schwarber. He's the only guy to hit the ball this far in the last 4 years of the postseason. He's done it three times, and it wasn't just that he hit it; it tied the game. And I thought it ignited the whole team. Like we said it yesterday, they need a home run. They need a home run early in the game just to get the zero off the board, to get them. And then, it felt like from there, the offense got going. It was like that woke them up.
They needed their big dogs to do big dog things. Yeah. And they did it. Like that shot that he hit, man, when you look at his face, it was time to go to work.
Mm.
And I think everybody kind of felt that way. That's what it was. And he came up and he did it again. That's what you needed, man. And after a while, it started to feel like the Dodgers knew, like, hey, tonight is not our night.
No, it wasn't. But, it wasn't their night.
But the risk that you run now is momentum switching. And as loud and raucous as it was in Dodger Stadium, they looked unfazed. They really looked unfazed. Outside of that Mookie running the bases, was it a triple?
Yeah, when Marsh missed it, yeah.
Yeah, that was probably one of their biggest moments in that game. And then the home run when Ranger came in, but they were unfazed by all of that.
Yeah, so Rhea brought up a couple of these moments. There were some moments that we're probably not going to talk about that much today that were important moments, like moments the Dodgers were about to score and the Phillies stopped it. It was that first inning, Hugh, you mentioned it, right? Marsh misplays the ball into a triple for Mookie.
Mm-hmm.
They have man on third, nobody out, and Nola gets out of it with no runs. That was huge. And then later in the game, I think it was the fifth, when Ranger got the double play off of Muncy's bat. I mean, those were two moments where the Dodgers, you figure, are going to score at least in one of those innings. It was neither of them. Huge moments in the game. 215-592-9409. Let's get back to the phone lines, and then I will let you hear what Jimmy Rollins had to say about the Schwarber home run. Aaron in San Diego up on WIP. Good morning, Aaron.
Aaron.
Good morning, Philadelphia.
You know, actually, it's endearing this morning. You're excited. I'm excited. We're all excited. What's up, Aaron?
I got to tell you, man, I am feeling like a fat kid walking into an all-you-can-eat buffet. I am a little bit overwhelmed as a sports fan today.
Yeah.
I mean, you got the Fly Guy season opener, an elimination game for the Phillies, and then the Birds are ready to get back on
the
track
birds.
Against the Giants. What kind of day is this for Philadelphia? Let's go!
It's an all-time kind of day, Aaron. It could be. I think it's only happened 19 times ever where three of the teams, you know, either Sixers or Flyers, obviously, would be the third, have played on the same day. It's huge. I mean, Aaron, it is an incredible day.
Wonderful sports day.
It is. And obviously the biggest one is tonight out in L.A.
I got a lot on my mind. First of all, in terms of the Fly Guys, Zegras and Mishkov. I don't know how many games they're going to win, but what I'm going to tell you, it is going to be a highlight reel to watch this season. It's going to be so much fun. And then Hugh.
Yes.
Great minds think alike. And say it with me. I believe that we can win. I believe that we can win. I believe that we can win. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we've got to come back down to earth. Because, again, the only thing that the Phillies have been guaranteed today is one more game. And who is it going to be today? Is it going to be Harper? Is it going to be Realmuto? Is it going to be Sanchez? Who is going to be the catalyst that continues this run? And on top of that, it's that time of the week again. Time to circle the wagons, light the fires, put the little ones away. Because this day is the day that Sirianni takes the training wheels off of Petullo's offense and lets him work his magic. Sky Marshall Hurts is going to make an appearance. General Hurts is going to make an appearance. They're going to beat him through the air, through land, through sea. Let's go, Eagles! E-A-G-L-E-S! Eagles! Let's go, Phillies! You can do it!
Aaron, appreciate it, buddy.
Can I just make a suggestion?
To Aaron or everyone?
Well, to the people that like to call in with music.
Yeah.
Don't piss Kyle off. Maybe if you don't, because it sounds
better. I don't think Aaron pissed him off today.
Well, I don't think you pissed him off. But I just, like, you will get more done if you're on Kyle's good side, especially when it comes to the montages and the music.
Yeah.
I'm just messing with Aaron.
That was a good one. That was a good one. It needed music, though.
Actually, maybe it's because I'm in a good mood, you know, off of last night. I liked Aaron's call today.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, no, I mean, it was all right, but I'm saying it was a cappella.
Yeah.
It would probably been better if he had the music behind
Aaron's the type of guy where it's almost funnier if there's no music in the background.
Just let him yell.
Just let him scream.
Hockey guy Aaron, we found out there, as the Fly Guys start their season tonight down in Florida. We got hockey guy Aaron.
When do they come here? We got to go to some hockey games.
We should go as a show.
We should take Bros with us, too, because Bros look like, you know, he probably crack a few beers over his forehead and stuff.
A few, six, yeah. 10, yeah, something like that. I agree with
it has
you.
Has to be on a Friday.
Yeah.
Got to be on a Friday.
Probably best for us and the Flyers if it's a Friday. Tyler in Delaware. What's up, Tyler?
Tyler.
Hey, please don't hang up on me. I'm not going to make y'all mad, Hugh. That was hilarious that you hung up on a caller. I'm like, he was in his bag to start the day.
Yeah, well, I got to say, I feel
like it was not necessary for that today, Tyler.
I wrote down, thanks for the call, Hugh, as a potential member of the bracket of 64 Hughes. Thanks for the call, Douglas, over here is a new one.
That, when we do that in March, that's got to make the cut, Joe. That's a 6, 7, 8 seed right there.
And a dangerous waiting, one. Yeah, I wouldn't want to see them in the first round, for sure.
Oh, man. Excellent show as always, gentlemen. I apologize, first of all. I was on my Amazon route yesterday in the woods of Maryland, and I heard my phone going in and out, and my dad's actually the one who was joking. He said, Hugh, you said I had that cricket.
You got a cricket. That jitterbug.
So I was like, I had to shut that down real quick. I had to say, all right, I'm going to end this call on and talk on y'all when I have more time. So, but hey, I did what I said yesterday, which was I was going to be more mellow during the game.
Mm-hmm.
Tennessee Hugh and Jack Daniels Douglas worked.
It's always a good time.
If you not, Hugh, whatever mojo we got to bring it again. Got
to keep it going, man. Got to keep it going.
It makes me so happy to know that we were able to hit them the way that we did. Even, Joe, I know sometimes I get on you for being so nervous, but it's like when it was 3-1, I was going through like every emotion in the book because it just seemed like Kike Hernandez keeps getting on. Teoscar Hernandez keeps getting on. Like in those big moments, the guys came through. And what really gets me excited is the fact that you have your two horses going, these next two, and I'm focused on game four. Do not get me wrong. What I am excited about today, because it scared me yesterday, was seeing Duran warm up getting those extra runs. I did not want to see him at all in that game. And you had him at the ready, which is so exciting. And I'm just thinking, because this series has had the off day game, and then this is the only back-to-back. Typically, you would have had Ohtani and Sanchez, and then Snell and Blizzardo.
Right, but they have to use four starters. We only are using three, so it kind of changes that. Mm. Yep.
Yeah, so it's a big edge for us, and I tell you what, because I was going to say this, but Kyle, it is time, brother. Will has pumped us up. Philadelphia! Did you understand what is at stake? It is game four. It is time to do what we do, which is rise from the ashes and continue to represent what the moxie of this city is. We are the fighting Phillies. I take you to a quote that I live by every single day from Rocky II, which is, now, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth. This Phillies team has given us hope once again. This Phillies team said, we're not going down without a fight. And we are going to stand up and believe, not just hope, we are going to believe that we are going to win. And that is the feeling that I have, that I want each of you to have. This Philly team, we have suffered again for so long. We have a baseball team capable of winning the whole thing. We are going through the World Champ. Nobody ever said that it was going to be easy. But once again, it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. History will be made. Keep that going. We have our ace on the hill. We have shut down Ohtani and Freeman. We have the horses to get this done. And you best believe that this is the same pattern that will be used for the Eagles beating the Giants tonight. It's a Philadelphia sweep day. We are not losers in this town. We are winners. And you just said, these dogs are gonna run. Let's get it, Eagles! Let's get it fired, and let's get it,
Philly.
Let's go,
T-A-I-L-L-I-E-S,
the fire!
Oh, ended it with the fightings, Tyler. It's a big phone call there.
That is.
I gotta say, I was feeling the voice was gonna go out halfway through. Yep. He closed strong.
Yep.
Closed very strong.
You gotta know when to go out, too.
You do.
You start to hear those last few bells in the music. You got to wrap it up.
And my thought process holds up. You got to be cool with the call screener, man. You got to be cool with Kyle. Get to me.
Well, there's also a rhythm to this, I think people realize. Like,
yeah, I can't do it on every single phone call.
Right. Like, you know, we got to preserve everyone's eardrums here for 4 hours.
Okay, yeah. We did.
You got to know the moment.
We did win an elimination game, though. So I feel like today, if there's any time to do it.
Well, no, hold on.
Because we're on borrowed time. This is almost like the Green Mile. Remember, like, when you walk the mile? And you know, you waiting for that phone call. We're still on death watch
yeah.
now.
That phone
you
call could still come at any time.
We're still on death watch. Yeah.
Well, I mean, if we're getting to a game 7 of the World Series, I think anyone could have the music all day.
We celebrate the day, though.
Yeah, we might as well just have it on in the background for the 4 hours of our show.
Might as well on like a nice little undertone. Yeah.
So everything is just pump up. Everything said. All right, let's hear from J-Roll last night talking about the Schwarber home run and what he felt watching it.
You need that as a team that's looking for something to get you up. And it's not the fact that it was a home run. It was a Schwarber bomb.
455.
It sent the message. It's like, we are here. We're here to fight. And like I said, it's one swing. And it's hard to explain. It's a feeling. You catch that ball right, and it's like, there it is. Your posture's there. Your timing's there. The decision that you made, you trusted it, and you executed the plan. And then you saw the Phillies bats not only pick up, but add on. Mm. They put on some runs, and we always talk about this whole postseason, how important it is to keep pressure. They kept adding pressure, but it started with that swing right there.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it did, Hugh. And I like the way that J. Roll framed it. It wasn't just a home run. It was a Schwarbaum, right? The one he hit in the eighth inning, that was a home run. The one he hit when they tied the game 1-1, that was a bomb. It woke everybody up.
Yeah, in his facial expression, though, it was like, yeah.
Yeah, and Rhea pointed out Yamamoto was not happy at himself. Screaming on the mound.
I didn't see that, but I would love
to
go back and see that.
I think he was mad at the location because that was a terrible pitch by him. I mean, he left that ball right over the plate, and Schwarber connected perfectly. Jeff in Wilmington is up. Hey, Jeff.
Jeff.
What's going on?
Good morning, Jeff. Well, good morning, Jeff, and we say goodbye to Jeff.
Oh, that was something you did. Hang on.
He just threw you under the bus.
I did it. Passing the buck.
My fault. Actually, let's just blame Hugh. He's hanging up on callers today, so it's probably Hugh's fault.
He's back.
Let's grab Jeff in Wilmington. Jeff, that Hugh's just got
a heavy
finger today on the call board. What's up, Jeff?
Don't talk bad about me. I can still hear you, even though you thought you
were. Oh. What's up, Jeff?
Just saying. Yeah, man, what a game. You know, I was not in favor of starting Nola, but I think Topper said something the other day that kind of made it make sense. Nola's never come out of the bullpen, but Ranger has.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, I'm pretty sure he just told Nola to go out there, dude, empty it for, you know, one round through the lineup.
Well, yeah, and you know, when you think, Jeff, when you think about really what it was in effect, it was substituting Nola – instead of Robertson or Kirkering in the seventh, because really the objective is to get the ball as close to possible as to Duran. Obviously, they didn't need him because the runs came in the eighth, but that's really what it did. Mm-hmm. But by starting Ranger where he started him, they were able to get through the seventh that way.
And the top three guys showed up. And that answer back by Schwarber, not only was it a home run, it was a monster shot. And that really, I think that got the guys going and they did something they haven't been doing, and they were laying off all the junk, and they were being much more selective at the plate. And that, I think that made the biggest difference in hitting all the way around.
Yeah, you know, that I thought that inning, particularly the inning where they got the runs and then Schwarber at the home run, Jeff, I thought it started to be different then, because in the first inning, right, Trey tried to bunt. That didn't work. Schwarber swung at the first pitch. It felt like but then Harper walked in that first inning. I thought the tie started to turn. But the home run by Schwarber, he took the first two pitches, got ahead in the count, and that's when the whole thing started to turn around.
Harper took a gamble on going to third.
It's a good way to describe it.
sometimes you got to do that. Well, sometimes you got to do that to put the pressure on the other team.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I think the pressure is on the Dodgers because they are at home. And, you know, it worked out for us.
Well, I know I agree, Jeff. I agree with that. And look, Jeff, good phone call, man. Hugh, we can go back to the base running by Bryce. When I saw him turn second, I was like, I don't know, man. You're barely getting around second as the center field is picking the ball up. This feels like a mistake. And then
it worked out.
It looked like it was going to be bang bang as the throw came in. I was like, he's going to probably be out, but it skipped away. And it was like, wow, this couldn't have worked out any better. He gets a free run. Boehm gets the third. But you watch him running around second. You're like, Bryce.
What the hell are you doing?
What are you doing?
It's almost like when a quarterback scrambled around in the backfield and then he throws a touchdown. And you're like, no, yes.
Or like a three-point shooter shoots it from way long distance. Yeah, you're like, no. Yeah, oh, great shot. Good idea. That was awesome there. Ken and Cinnamon sits up. What's up, Ken?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Hey, Ken.
So I think an early favorite for a one seed in the bracket next year is definitely a 1-800-GAMBLER for you.
Yeah, if he's still around by then, we may need a bigger intervention because that was quite a story.
And, you know, I mean, we've all been taking our shots at Topper and the terrible decision-making over the last, you know, several weeks, months, whatever. But just when you think Rob Thompson is a bad manager, Dave Roberts says, hold my beer. I mean, I really think that, like, Dave Roberts wants to come back to Philadelphia. Like, maybe he left something in his hotel room and he wants to go to Lost and Found and see if he can get it back. I mean, there's no legitimate reason why he would be saving Ohtani for a game five that he shouldn't want to get to, especially when you've got Blake Snell locked and loaded to pitch in a game five if you need to. So this is like, it makes zero sense to me. He's on the exact same rest as Sanchez, but I'm fine with it. I mean, it's a two TV evening for me here, and I can't wait to settle in and watch them both. That home run that Schwarber hit last night, that was an 8-run home run. It on the score sheet, it's a solo shot, but that was an 8-run home run. That was 3 weeks of frustration at missing everything, unloaded on a baseball that when you're already as strong as Kyle Schwarber is, that is like, yeah, like, and that it really, I don't know if it's going to turn the series around, so I'm not going to go that far. I mean, we'll see what happens tonight. They still have to win game four to get to game five. But, you know, if it gets into a situation where we have to rely on Dave Roberts to make managerial decisions, Dave Roberts is just as capable of handing this series to the Phillies as Rob Thompson is of handing the series to the Dodgers.
Ken, so, I agree with that. And I started following a couple of Dodgers, like, you know, media stuff, because I just want to see, you know, when they put up the stuff on the post game. And I saw some of the responses last night because I was watching Roberts' post game, and the comments from obviously Dodgers fans on it, they were losing their minds at some of his stuff. I mean, what you're talking about, leaving Kershaw in to just let that game get far away from them. Yeah, I mean, he's obviously had a lot of success, but he has these moments where he lets teams back in, and he let the Phillies back in.
With the guys he's got in that dugout, it would be almost impossible not to win without that team.
Of course.
So, and look, the last thing I'll say about the laundry and the washing guy, let's all be thankful that George Costanza is not the assistant to the traveling secretary on this team. So we don't have to look at the Phillies running out in the cotton uniforms that have shrunk because they had to wash them overnight, and they wind up losing because the assistant to the traveling secretary bought some cotton uniforms. So.
That would be a disaster. Ken, man, enjoy tonight. Good phone call. The one thing, to Ken's point on Ohtani, I don't know if he's ever started on regular rest. We can go look, but like, think about his career as a pitcher, right? He pitched once a week in Japan. He's had injuries here. They just brought him back in July. He started pitching, and then they started building him up. I have to go look. If I had to guess, I don't know if he's ever pitched on just a normal rest. They probably always build an extra day in for him.
And then Snell would be on short rest, right?
If you mean tonight? Yeah, he would be on short rest tonight. And, but I think Ken's point was...
I thought Snell would be Saturday.
No, but his point was... Why not Ohtani tonight, Snell Saturday?
Oh.
Instead, he's doing Snell's not going to start again in the series, right? Because it's going to be Glasnow, right. Ohtani. Now, I think Snell is going to come out of that bullpen Saturday night.
Yeah, but that's regular rest for Snell. I'm trying to do the...
Yeah, that would be regular rest for Snell. Yeah,
but he's back on the road again. I know we didn't get him first time, but you know.
No, but his point was tonight should be a rematch of game one. It's not. They're going four starters in a 5-game series. We're going three.
Just looking for reasons that we're going to win this.
I like that. I mean, tonight, the Phillies are in the advantage pitching wise. There's no question in my mind. Sanchez and Glasnow. Again, Glasnow's a good pitcher, but I think without question, Sanchez, you know, had a better season than him. 215-592-9494. All right. We're reacting to the win yesterday that extended the Phillies season at least for another night. Can they force a game five? We'll hear from the Dodgers next. Some of the stuff Ken was just hitting on. Are they starting to feel the pressure a little bit now? You'll hear what Robert said and Kike Hernandez, Mookie Betts, what those guys said after the game about the pressure. That's all coming up. 215-592-9494 for Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Yo, check the game film. A third of your life is spent in bed. If your mattress isn't elite, you're losing time of possession. Get it right, everybody, at the Mattress Warehouse. Right now, you can save up to 60% store-wide and get your choice of free box spring or a free adjustable base. If I were you, I'd probably go with the adjustable base with select mattress purchases. Want to upgrade your sleep without blowing the cap? That line right there is crazy to me anyway. Mattress Warehouse is clearing out the floor, and these deals are designed to save you serious cash. Hit the floor model clearance event and save big while supplies last. And for a limited time, save up to $600 on premium Stearns & Foster and Sealy Posturepedic Elite mattresses, plus an extra $200 off that adjustable base that I was talking about. But act fast because these deals only last till October 21st. Plus, don't sleep on 0% interest financing, plus Mattress Warehouse signature 1-year, lowest price guarantee, and 100% comfort guarantee. Do what I did and upgrade with a total confidence at the Mattress Warehouse. Find a store nearest you at mattresswarehouse.com, mattresswarehouse.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.